Kicking the bucket, meeting your maker, the end of life. It's the ultimate equalizer no one is dying to talk about. But a movement which has reached Charlotte is trying to bring some life to a discussion most all of us try to avoid. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
In a cozy kitchen full of bright colors and retro furniture, Marilyn Moran's, an end-of-life care consultant and former hospice nurse, gets ready to facilitate a conversation that most of us dread.
We plan for birth of babies, but we're just not so great at planning for our own death and for in expecting the death of those that we love.
She brews coffee and unwraps sweets as people file in for Charlotte's Death Cafe, a gathering of people who want to discuss end-of-life issues and philosophies. They meet every third Wednesday of the month in an old bungalow turned into a center for grief called The Respite.
I'm happy to be here and happy to facilitate and not let us skip a beat in the death cafes. We don't want to miss any numbers.
On average, 10 to 12 people show up. Tonight, it's 5, including Moran's. The smell of coffee and sugar hangs in the air as they start to chat.
Are there individuals who've had traumatic experiences from being subjected to death when emotionally they weren't ready for it? Of course. But also, I think trauma has been done on the opposite side of it.
That's Death Cafe attendee Wesley Sturgis, who's also a bereavement counselor. Sturgis says he comes to the cafe because he believes people should be comfortable when discussing death. But not everyone who attends is as zen as he is. Sturgis turns to a woman on his right, Pat Godoy. She's semi-retired and in her 70s. She's been to almost every death cafe since it began in Charlotte in 2013.
I remember when you first showed up.
Oh, tears. Yeah, it's difficult.
And you're in a much different headspace and heart space. Mm-hmm.
She says that because of a complicated relationship with her mother, who refused to talk about or acknowledge death, Godoy developed a paralyzing fear around end-of-life conversations.
And I realized, you know, it did leave a bit of a scar on me for a while. And now I can say it without crying, whereas before I'd be sobbing by this point, you know.
Charlotte's Death Cafe is part of a wider network. Death cafes originated in the UK in 2011. Death cafes around the world can register at deathcafe.com. The site lists death cafes in 29 countries, including one in Gastonia. Lyndall Hare, along with her colleague Jillian Tullis, brought the Death Cafe to Charlotte. Hare is a gerontologist, someone who studies the mental aspects of aging. Professional and personal experience drew her to the Death Cafe movement.
My father committed suicide when I was 17 years old. Never having been able to speak about it was such a huge loss on top of the loss and top of the tragedy. I sometimes think, gosh, if we'd had a place to speak about death before his death, who knows?
Hare has been successful in creating that place in Charlotte. It's what keeps people like Pat Godoy coming back to the Death Cafe. She sees a big difference in how she views her mortality and her life.
Coming here is like a mantra, like a reinforcement of acceptance, of understanding better death than I ever did before.
We're talking about how closed our society, our experience is with the idea of death, when it really is just life. I mean, it is just a step in life.
After 2 hours of conversation, facilitator Marilyn Moran steps in to help bring the discussion to a close.
I don't know about how you guys feel, but I could stay here until tomorrow morning and talk and listen, mostly listen to everything.
They'll gather again next month over coffee and sweets to talk about the one thing we all have in common and the toughest for most to acknowledge. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.